We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Nida, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Hey. Uklal Hadovor, Rav Nosson Zal says, the most important thing that we're saying here is, She'ikar ho'emuna b'pshitus lahamin b'Hashem Yisborach b'li shum chakirois u'b'li shum chochmois klal. That real faith in Hashem is when a person believes in Hashem without any analysis, without any chachmas, without trying to be too smart. And when a person is zoicha to be solid in their faith in Hashem for days and years, ve'yavoid Hashem Yisborach bepshitus b'li shum chachmas, rak be'emuna b'tmimus, and to be able to serve Hashem with simplicity, without any fancy knowledge, intelligence, just with faith and simplicity and sincerity, azai, then, im yizke, if he's lucky, if he's fortunate, yachmoy lolav Hashem Yisborach, Hashem will take pity on him, ve'yiftach loy shvilei hasechel, and Hashem will open up for that person the paths of knowledge, ויוכל להשיג ולהובין מעט בידיעות יסבורך. And that person will be zeicha, will be privileged to understand a little bit about Hashem. ואפילו אחר כך, כשיזכה לאיזה ידיע והשגה, and even after that, after the person already attains a certain level of understanding and knowledge of Hashem, הוא צורך ליתן גבול לדייטוי. The person has to set boundaries to his understanding, to his thinking. Shaloi lehistakel lemala b'ma she'en lo rishus. Not to dare look above in an area where he has no permission to look. Ki b'muflam imcho al tidrosh, because the pasuk says, in that which is wondrous to you, in that which is out of reach to you, don't delve into it. Rak lismoich al emuna levad, but rather to rely on faith alone. Ki hu emuna shekoidem ha'asogo hi bechinas tchilas ha'tzimtzum shelachol olaponi shehoya koidem abriya. Because as we explained in the previous year, the emuna that comes before a person understands, that corresponds to that vacant space that Hashem had to establish in order to be able to display his light, in order to move in the spheroids and the worlds and everything, he first had to create a cholol haponoi, a vacant space. That vacant space corresponds to the emuna that a Jew has to display before he's able to receive any light, any knowledge and understanding. It's by first having that vacant space prepared, it's by first establishing the emunah, that's what enables you afterwards to create the kelim and the midos, the spheroids and all of those things. Shehem ikar hamshochas vehizgalus shel kol hamidos vehasfirois vehilomos. Those kelim and midos are the main way that we reveal the spheroids and the worlds and everything. Vafilu kishenim shacho er letoich hakelim. However, even after we're up to stage three now, stage one, phase one was the vacant space. Phase two was to start pouring, to prepare the kelim and midos. Step three is to pour the light, Hashem's light, into those kelim. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, "Vafilu kishenim shachor letoich hakelim, even after the light is already coming into the vessels, dahainu shenim shach hadas letoich emuna, which means that the das is feeding into the emuna. The person is no longer at the level of just emuna. The person has already acquired some das, and he's pouring that das into the emuna." Tzorich loses gvul lekabel ho'er b'hadraga. The person again has to work with boundaries, with limits, to limit how the light, that flow of light, to make sure it comes in a manner that the kelim can handle it. Dahainu, which means Shiloi listake lemala mimadregosoi. Again, for the person not to look beyond his scope, beyond what he's capable of. Ki kesheroitze lehizboinen ulistake el yoisa mimadregosoi. Because when a person is trying to understand and look past the level that he's capable of, yoisim kifima shiyachoyla hakli shiloi lispoil, to go further, to put in more light than his vessel is capable of handling. Dahainu yoiser mikifi choizek emunosoi shehi akli shaloi kanal, meaning he's trying to pour in more das than the emuna that he has is capable of handling. Azai hu chas v'sholom ribuy oyer gurim shviras kelim. Then that's called too much light, which causes the vessels to burst. Venestale kadas legamri, and then the light goes out completely. The das disappears totally. Venish bero emuna legamri, and the emuna is destroyed completely. V'yochoy lovoy lidei kfirus chas v'shalom, and the person could come to actually deny Hashem, to drop religion completely, as many people have done. Many people who made this mistake, who tried to delve into things that were too high for them, etc., etc. They didn't have the proper kalim, they didn't have enough emuna to handle so high a level of das, and when the vessels burst, the person got blown away, and the person lost his contact, fell away from Yiddishkeit. Ki la'olam hu tzorech lehischazek be'emuna, shehi ha'yesoid v'hakiyum shel kol ho'olamos. Because the person always has to fortify himself and strengthen himself with emuna, which is the foundation and the existence, what keeps all the worlds going. Meaning, it's not just up front, it's not just when you're getting started that you have to lay a foundation of emuna and then you're ready to pour the das. That's one round. In every phase, every step of the way, every time you're trying to attain a new level of das, you have to first have emuna. You have to first strengthen the emuna to prepare a keli into which to receive that das. V'ho emuna hu baroish ubasoif ubaemtza. And the emuna is something that has to be at the beginning, at the end, and in the middle. Every step of the way, you have to be feeding emuna. Bebechinas, as it says in Yeshaya Novi, Kapitel Memdalid, Ani rishoin va'ani achroin umibalodai ein elikim. I am the first, I am last, and without me there is no Hashem, there is no spirituality. Ani hu bechinas emuna, shu bechinas malchus kanal. The term ani, the Zohar HaKodesh tells us in many places, refers to the malchus, which is called emuna. Shehu bechinas roish v'soif v'emtza. This emuna is something that has to be everywhere. In the beginning, you got to start with emuna, you got to finish with emuna, and you got to have emuna in the middle too. Ubilode emuna yefsher lodas mi'ashim isborach. And without emuna, you can't have any understanding of Hashem. Bechinas umibalodai enolikim. Without me, there is no Hashem. Without emuna. Meaning that even when you're in the middle of learning something and understanding something, while you're involved in understanding, you have to be able to realize that you don't understand and that you don't know everything and you can't know everything.